Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Women on the Rise Talk. I'm your host, Marcia Guerriero. You know my motto, when we empower each other, we all rise. And on today's episode, we're talking to Leticia Campbell. She is the online sales and branding coach and the founder of Women's Success Domination. I can't wait to talk to her all about online sales, branding, and how to get started in business. Well, guys, before every show, you know, I like to tell you a little bit about Women on the Rise, how it got started and why it got started. I founded this organization as a way to empower, encourage, and support women to live their best lives through entrepreneurship. We host events that seek to bring empowerment and opportunity to women. Our annual expo happening on October 19th through the 20th in New York brings together master teachers and speakers to provide the necessary resources, motivation, and tools women need to start and grow a successful business. To register your seat, visit www.womenontherisenY.com. All right, guys, as you know, the month of March is Women's History Month, and with each broadcast, I will highlight a female leader that I think you should know about, whether past or living. And on today's highlight, we are talking about none other than Gloria Mayfield Banks. A native of Detroit, Gloria Mayfield Banks began her professional career as a sales representative for IBM, later joining Stratus Technologies as a manufacturing marketing manager. A graduate of Howard University and Harvard Business School, she went on to become an assistant director for admissions at Harvard Business School. When she traveled nationally and internationally to recruit students, she faced with a difficult divorce, Banks began selling Mary Kay products to supplement her income. Within 1 year, she set the company's sales record. Within a few more years, her business had grown to over $24 million in retail sales with a sales group of over 6,000 consultants. Over her career with Mary Kay Inc. Banks has broken company sales records, including largest personal team, largest unit, and largest national unit, while earning several cars. Y'all know those pink fancy cars out there, Mary Kay, whoop, whoop, numerous trips, and jewelry. Her performance ranks as number 3 in the United States and number 1 for an African American. And might I add myself, they did not say an African American female. They said number 1 for an African American who happens to be a female and a woman always on the rise. How fantastic and amazing. Let's give it up for Gloria Mayfield Banks, our spotlight for the day. All right, guys, with that, we're going to have a fantastic show. I'm so excited to talk to my special guest today. We'll be right back in a few minutes as we welcome our special guest. Hold on tight. Hey everyone, welcome back to Women on the Rise Talk. You know how we do. It's the month of March where we like to celebrate and empower and encourage and talk about all the accomplishments that our sisters are doing out there. So as I say with every broadcast, get your pen and paper ready, because my guests are always sharing some real nuggets for you to take away, you know, jot down how to find them, how to get them, and they're going to give you some tools and resources that you can turn around and activate as soon as the call is over, as soon as this meeting is over. Let me welcome our special guest today, whom herself is in a, has an amazing story to share with you. Leticia Campbell is a online sales and branding coach and the founder of Woman Success Dominations.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
How are you? It is such a pleasure to have you on our show today.
Yes.
I normally like to get our, I normally go through my guest resume and share all the nuggets about them, but I wanted you to be on the line so we could talk about Miss Leticia. So what you do, just so that my listeners know, is that you're teaching women all over the world how to dominate their online sales by teaching them how to magnificently attract clients while building a rock solid brand. That
yes.
is something that everyone needs to know. I don't, whether you believe you are an online business or not, online is where all businesses have to ultimately end up. Tell
yes.
us, what does success domination mean to you?
What it means to me is that, you know, literally understanding and realizing that you are in control of your happiness and most importantly, your business. You know, I always tell my clients and even the people who are in my tribe that, you know, you define the destination. You know, and we always like to sell the destination, not the plane, right? So I want women to feel and know that they're dominant, whether they're a mom, whether they are an inspiring entrepreneur or that young lady who's sitting at her desk right now trying to figure out how she's going to get out of that job. So domination is a whole collaboration of everything, and knowing that no matter where you're at right now in your business or in life, that you can literally switch gears in 30 seconds by changing your mindset to a dominant mindset.
That is so important. Being able to
yes.
switch your mind into a dominant mindset, because oftentimes people go into business and their mindset, I find working with people that the women that I work with, their mindset, although they know in their heart that they have an entrepreneurial spirit, their mindset is never in alignment, right?
Yep.
With the work that they do. And that ultimately kind of holds them back in what it is they need to be doing to successfully operate, grow, and start run a business. Tell me, how do you work with clients? So I've seen you, first of all, let me just say, I've been watching you online. I have been following you, and you are killing it out there.
Thank you.
I primarily follow you on Facebook. And you are doing your live. I've seen you transition your work, and you're like this amazing motivational speaker as well as this online sales and branding coach. I do think that you have an amazing gift to help people move past themselves. Tell me, how did you get started? Let's talk about your path. How did you get into entrepreneurship? How did you start your
yes.
own business? And how did you
yes.
have the confidence to become this online like maven that you are?
Well, I love when people ask me this question because they start to realize how easy it is to start from 0 to 100 real quick, like the song says, right? So about, I would say a little bit over 12 years ago, I have a long background in retail sales. I was working out in Manhattan as a top sales executive, had teams of 50 to 100 people, and I decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, that I wanted to get in business for myself, but I didn't want to actually create the business from scratch. So then I decided to research some MLMs and direct sell companies, and it was like, well, this is awesome. You know, I don't have to spend like $5,000 to $10,000 creating a website and creating all the shell of the business, I can just literally hit the join button, order a kit, and just get started. Because like I said, I have a background in sales, so I can sell products like nothing. And then eventually, about 3 years ago, I was already coaching women, but I was just doing it because I just love to do it. You know, I've been coaching teams for a long period of time. So I was like, you know, coaching is fun for me. So about 3 years ago, I launched my first program, and I literally just started hitting the ground from there, just helping women all across the world, you know, in Africa, Australia, U.S., Trinidad, you know, everywhere, on how to really dominate their sales online and build a rock solid brand.
Bali, I saw you traveled recently. I mean,
yes.
You travel all over, and I commend you for doing
Thank
it.
Thank you.
might we add, wife, mother, you are all that.
Of course.
I'm a life balance coach. So we're gonna get into that today too, because I am the life balance and business coach. So I love to share nuggets on how you balance. But we'll talk about that later. What I love you said is that you knew you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but you know you didn't want to have to create a business from scratch on your own. And you went down the lane of researching network marketing and MLM businesses. Can you tell us and our listeners exactly what that is? And what is the difference? How you mentioned how easy it was. You didn't have to create a $10,000 website and build your business on your own. And you just went into package purchases. Tell our listeners what really MLM means and stands for, and why is it really one of the greatest ways to get into business?
Oh, it's so amazing. And you know, MLM means multi-level marketing. And basically what that means is, if you look it up, it means that you're a distributor of a particular company. There's thousands of companies out there. If you love makeup, there's tons of companies other than Mary Kay out there that offers makeup. I mean, there's new companies popping up every single year. And for me, the easy part for me was that I branded myself. You know, I branded myself, and my products that I offered was on the back end. So I always tell people, you know, if you're not your number one best-selling product, it's no way that you can sell anything else. So I shared my story and my passion, me being a mom of four kids, aspiring full-time entrepreneur. My customers mirrored who I was. So that's what I meant by that. It's easy. And what I teach my clients is that if you're not selling you and building a movement that's within you, then it's harder, you know, because people are going to think that you're all about buy myself, buy myself, buy myself. But no, people was addicted and attracted to me as a brand, because I am the brand.
Right. Oh my God, you're giving me life right now, and I have like 20 questions. I'm like, yes, 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 to what you're saying, because people believe that there are a lot of people out there that may talk negatively, may have tried an MLM and speak negatively, but what they didn't do that you have done was made it about you. Brand yourself first. Create the passion within yourself. Connect to your constituents or your clients based on those similarity factors. And that's how you create success through your business. And that's for any business. It's not even talking about MLM, right? You can't have a business where you're not connecting with your client base. So being able to brand yourself first, and while you're building that business and going into something that you may have a passion and
absolutely
are interested about. That's awesome.
I mean, I have clients who are wellness coaches, and they offer products like It Works, Herbalife, TLC, you know, but it's on the back end. So they're branding them, offering services on the front end, tripling their income, because all that is paid, you know, people pay them for meal planning, for exercise routines, and then they also offer their amazing products as well. So I offer a powerhouse of trainings to get you branding you and selling more products.
That is so awesome that you do that. And when I learned about you and your platform, I was like, I gotta have her on my show. And I even felt like I gotta have you as part of the Women on the Rise Forum and Expo happening in October this year.
I'm coming.
Yeah, you are in the building, because you don't find conferences that are talking about this subject and making it attractive to women who want to start businesses, right?
Yeah.
And I felt like, and mind you, part of what we do is as business coaches or in this arena that we're in empowerment, you should be able to present all opportunities and all offerings. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to just say, go into business, y'all. Let's all start a business. Yes. But you're not helping provide tools. For some people may not have the gift of creation and invention, but do have the drive and the spirit to be an entrepreneur, right?
Totally.
When you find a person or the woman that connects through you, how often do you actually have to make them shift into the types of businesses that they were in for their brand? This was a question I came up with. How many businesses have you been involved in for your own personal MLM?
Well, with me, I only have been involved with one. Yeah.
Okay. What was that? How did you make the decision to pick that?
Well, because I love the MLM I chose. I love home decor, anything home decor, whether it's candles, warmers, decorative stuff. So the reason why I chose my MLM, because it absolutely fit my personality. The minute you walk in my house, it just smells amazing. And then when I used to work, I used to use the products as well. So that's what I was attracted to. And it was easy for me to sell it because people knew me as like the home fragrance decor type girl. So yeah. So it was definitely an easy product to sell for me because I not only was a product of the product, but I used it and enjoyed it every single day. So it didn't feel forced, you know.
Right. Okay. That is awesome. And I'm actually going to stop right there because I just wrote down a million questions that I want to go over with you. And we need to take a break. So we need to take a pause for the call. And actually, when we get back, we're going to be talking about how you help women find that niche and find that MLM that actually matches their personality. But we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to Women on the Rise Talk.
Hi, it's Marsha, founder of Women on the Rise and Why. Our mission is to encourage and empower women and assist them to reach their goals personally and professionally. Women learn to organize, prioritize, and develop strategies that will enable them to feel balanced and fulfilled. Join us for our 5th annual Women on the Rise Forum and Expo happening in New York City on October 19th through 20th. This 2-day epic event is for women entrepreneurs, coaches, authors, event producers, and small business owners will be filled with speakers, presentations, and panels that will provide you with useful strategies and actionable steps to help you rise and take your career and business to the next level. For more information, visit our website at www.womenontherisenY.com. See you there.
Welcome back, guys, to Women on the Rise Talk. We're here with our special guest, Leticia Campbell, the founder of Women's Success Domination. She is a online sales and branding coach, and we are getting some great information from her on the process of going into entrepreneurship. Welcome back, Leticia.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Okay, so we talked about, you know, how you transitioned into full-time employee to entrepreneurship. Talk about how your programs are set up and how you can help women themselves who are facing the same thing, because there's so many women that are working like me. I work full-time job. I run my business full-time. I run my nonprofit full-time. I have my son, you know, all these things. And there are women out there that are thinking about getting into business. How do you help them find their brand, determine what is the right MLM that they should get into?
Well, first thing, I start off with mindset. I do have a internal program that I call Your Inner Greatness, and it really gets into your mindset about business. Because if you don't have the right mind for business, your business is not going to be successful. So a lot of times we will have an idea to start an MLM or to start a business in general, because I work with all types of industries, women, and we always think about the obstacles, or my husband doesn't support me, or my family and friends think that I'm crazy. So we first start off with your mindset, okay? Because, you know, if you can't get past that, you know, your business is not going to be successful. And then we go into branding, because like I said, you know, you got to create the wedge between you and the product that you're offering by you establishing your brand, like what I did. I really sold me and who I was as a mom and as an entrepreneur and all that stuff. And then we go really, really heavily deep into your sales process, your sales funnels, your automation, your whole back end machine, your email marketing. Now, I looked this up, Maricia, on how much money business women of all types of industries are missing out on when they're not building a back end machine. They're missing out on hundreds of thousands of dollars a year because they don't have a back end machine. And so that's something that we really work on intensively inside my programs, because that's where the majority of your money is going to come from, and your message is going to come across to your audience.
That is leads me to my next question, which I think is a very important question for people to think about. Because when you go into an MLM, when you go into a company that is, you know, has it all set up for you, a lot of people think that that's enough. The strategies that they give, that they're going to have this, it's called the upline. They're going to, the leader that brings you into the building, they're going to have this upline that's just going to pour out all this training and all this assistance and help. And the truth is, while the shell of the business is created and the products are there for your use, it's really up to the individual, right? How much does it take for the individual to really become the salesperson? People think that the companies sell themselves, and it's not true. How do you take a person and shift them into understanding that what they're getting from their upline and from the company that they're with, the sign of the times, what is it they're lacking in their training that you're helping women in business do now?
Absolutely. I mean, this may shock some of the women who are listening to this right now, but if you didn't notice, what happens is when you're in an MLM is that they want you to brand them. They want you to post pictures or stock photos, and they actually give you scripts to inbox people every single day and send out in your email newsletter and stuff. And all of that is for the purposes of branding the MLM. So it's sort of like, where do you fall into that? And that's why 99% of most MLM and direct sales consultants fail at their business, because they miss this key point by building that wedge and branding who they are and what they are. So that's like a lot of the things that I teach is totally different from what your MLM teach you, because I want you to be in business for the long haul. I want you to say, I'm a Mary Kay, or I'm a It Works consultant for the next 20, 30 years. So that's one of the major entities I literally implement in my business, is to get you to understand that you have to brand you, you know, and it's awesome. The trainings are good in MLM companies. I have seen a lot of them. I have experienced a lot of them. But at the end of the day, it's all purpose of to say, hey, wear our T-shirts. Hey, make our samples. Hey, post our pictures of our products. And it's all by myself, by myself, by myself. You know, where do you fall into that play? Where do you fall into their marketing strategy and their equation of their business? And there's no way you fall into that. You're just sort of like a machine that goes out there and just has their billboards, whether it's on your T-shirt, your handbag, or whatever.
Right. And that opens it up so that the person is thinking about the brand and not about you.
Yep.
So if they're looking for makeup, they're going to say, oh, yeah, no, I need Mary Kay. So where is who was selling that again? And then they're not thinking about you. Then they go on some random person's site or find anybody. But you want to make that personal connection and that correlation with your customer so that they always come back to you.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, that is some great information.
Thank
how
you.
Often are you finding that women, even though they find great success at in their MLM, in their companies, they do, we always want more, right? We're always women on the rise. So then they begin to transition into other areas. How often do you find women that want to transition, not so much out, because I know people that stay in, but and leverage what they have learned about being in business, about being an entrepreneur. What do you do to help women that want their own and have ideas to create and start something fresh and new?
Yeah, I mean, and that's an amazing transition process. It can be very heavy for most people, and that's why you need a mentor and a coach to assist you with that. And it's definitely what I literally, my message comes across on that every day. But one of the major things I ask women is that, well, what problem are you trying to solve? What transformation do you want to provide for women? Do you want them, at one client I spoke to yesterday, I said, what is the one word that describes who you are and your message and how you want your audience to feel? And she said, I want people to feel fearless. She sells health and wellness products and she wants to venture off into coaching. And she said, I want women to feel fearless. And I said, why? But she's, I don't want to give too much of her background, but she said, I've been through this traumatic situation, from that traumatic situation, and I rise above and survive all that. And I said, well, that's your story. You're a fearless coach. You know, everything about you is about over, you know, rising from the ashes and all that. So the biggest question, the biggest thing I want, you know, women to think about and how they're going to really transform the world and be able to get hundreds, if not thousands of clients, is that you have to decide what is your message, what is your core problem that you want to solve for every single woman that watches your live or look at your post or even come in contact with you at a live event. You know, I was just in Bali, Indonesia, and I was around hundreds of people, and I went around the room and I introduced myself and I said, hey, I'm going to teach you. They're like, oh, I know you already. You know, it's, you'd be surprised how much awesome. Your message just goes across the world. And it made me very, very emotional because we think we're just a small, you know, what we're doing is so small, but it's not. You know, when I say domination, I'm like talking to every woman. You know what I mean? It just wants to, no matter if you're MLM or just a regular coach that aspires to help women, it's for everybody. So it's like what Trevor Ott said, you know, when you're building a tribe, you're building something bigger than yourself. And that's the one thing I took from, I took so many things from Bali, Indonesia, but that's the one of the things I took is that I built something bigger than myself. It's like worldwide. So yeah, that's one of the major things I get women to understand is what's their problem and what's their message. Yeah.
Awesome. Before we go to the next break, I need to ask you, Miss World Domination, and I just said world domination for you because I know you're a world traveler. You have been everywhere. You work with people everywhere. So I just added that for you. But Miss World, tell me, business, you're running a successful business. I know you got many clients that you're working with. You are you travel all over to speak to hundreds of women across the world. You have four beautiful children, which I see on your live. You're married.
You.
How do you balance it all? Where does the give and take come from?
Well, here's the thing, and this is what a lot of people who are new to watching me, they don't realize that when I first started this, I didn't have support from my partner. He was like, are you crazy? One of the things that helps me with my work-life balance is to my passion and knowing my purpose and know that this is not just some job that I'm doing or even just some career I want to get into. This is the purpose that I was brought here to fulfill. And so that's how what I always think about for me is not at all about the money. It's more about the message and the transformation I want to provide for women who are not getting support from their partners or their loved ones. So that's what keeps me going and knowing that no matter who's on your team or not, you know, you got to get out there and just push hard because I have two daughters, you know, who maybe want to one day grow and build their businesses. And I have two sons who probably want to be huge moguls and they have to see in their mom that if their mom can do it, they can do it. You know what I mean? And that's like the biggest message that I want to provide to every little girl out there that if you want to, I don't ask my kids what do they want to be when they grow up. I ask them who they want to be right now. And my daughter wants to be an artist. Let's be an artist. Like my daughter, she's 3 months. So when she starts talking, I'm like, I wish you you know, my son wants to be a gamer. You know what I mean? It's just like I want to build on what they want to be right now. So, I mean, this is not just about Leticia. It's about everybody who's connected with me, you, my clients, everybody who watches me every day. It's all about helping women realize that, you know, they're dominators and they have a whole back-end tribe that they don't even realize that they have. You know, they have a message that they don't even realize how powerful it is for them and for other people. Yeah.
Right. It's like my
question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's having the right support and sometimes going with your own gut, going with yourself, believing in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, first and foremost, when you have naysayers that are around you, it's going to be easy for you to fall back, right? So believing in yourself is absolutely a must have. And I'm sure he came along as he saw the success rising.
Oh yes.
And the money turning. The money is
just that was the
good.
First thing. Before that was the bank account was definitely proof.
Okay, there is something to this.
Yes.
Oh boy. All right. Oh, this is such a good conversation. Thank you so much. We're actually gonna take a break and we're gonna hear from our mindful moment coach Shaniqua Johnson, who's going to give us a little moment to pause for the cause. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Shaniqua Johnson, registered nurse and your wellness expert, offering you tips to help you reclaim your balance of your mind, body, and soul. Today's mindful moment is on creating a work-life balance. Work can be defined as a productive activity that takes up most of our time. Many of us have 9-to-5 jobs. Some of us even devote 12 hours of our day in the hopes of gaining an extra day of rest. But what do we do on our day off? More work. Housework, schoolwork, you name it. For us business owners, the work just doesn't seem to stop. So why would anyone sign up for this type of life? As a kid, would you ever willingly give up your playtime to do schoolwork? Probably not. As adults, the rules are different. We seek to gain more work because it seems to offer us some type of a reward, a paycheck, a promotion, a new position, and maybe even power. The more work we accomplish, the less playtime we seem to have. Who says that it has to be that way? Who says that that's the way we play this game of life? I say we can have both. We can have fulfilling work and enjoyable play. Play can be quality time with the family. It could be much needed alone time. It could be date night with your boo. But we just need to have a little fun. There comes a point in life when having balance between work and play, that balance becomes your life preserver. Have you ever had moments where you're at work and you are just so consumed with it? You even forget the time of day it is, right? Like you're just so focused. You're on the computer. You're typing into your hands start to cramp up. We just constantly keep going. And sometimes we're working so much that the physical and the mental demands of that work can almost, It could just take us in. It begins to control our life. It absorbs us. It takes control over us. Where we're having stress and headaches and insomnia. Does that sound familiar to you? We've got poor eating habits. This all comes from the physical and the mental demands that work can sometimes bring. But today, today's mindful moment is to help you find your balance. Let's start by examining your why. Why are you working so hard? What are you trying to gain? Is it for a paycheck? Promotion? Position? Or power? Or maybe it's for a purpose. Chances are you are working so hard for a purpose, be it known or unknown. So again, I ask you, what are you trying to gain? Maybe there is a lesson for you to learn. Maybe God is grooming you for your next level. Whatever your purpose is, fix your focus on that. Now, create a list of all the things you love to do. This should be the fun part of the activity. You can put down whatever it is that you enjoy doing. Going to the movies, swimming, jogging, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, whatever makes you feel alive, hanging out with your friends, hanging out with your kids. Put whatever it is that you enjoy on your list. This is all about you. On my list, I would definitely have eating and travel because I love going to different places to eat, trying different foods, and I certainly love to travel. So put it all on your list. There's no limit to it. Just fill up your list with that. Now, go get your plan, pray, prosper planner. Yep, I know you got one. So go ahead and grab it. You're going to plot out all of your work activities. You've got a meeting at 9 o'clock. You've got to go to the post office at 12 o'clock. You've got an after school program for your children at 5 o'clock. So whatever work activity you need to do, I want you to go ahead and put it in your plan, pray, and prosper planner. I love those P's, right? We've got a lot of P's going on this segment. So now once you've got everything in your planner, your work activities, now I want you to set some time in for a few of those things that you love to do. And even set some time for the people that you love. Schedule time with your children, one-on-one time. Schedule time with your spouse or your mate. Set up some time for just you and them. This is going to help you stay organized, focused, and balanced. So I just want to give you those P's again, right? We don't want to get so caught up working that we're working for a paycheck, promotion, position, or power. But we want to make sure we're doing it on purpose. We're doing it on purpose. And we've got a plan, pray, and then we shall prosper. I hope you enjoyed that mindful moment. I'd love to hear how you're going to implement these life-changing tips. Feel free to drop me a line on my website, www.ShaniquaJohnsonRN.com. And that's ShaniquaJohnsonRN.com. You can reach me on social media. I'm on Facebook at ShaniquaJohnsonRN. I'm on Instagram, ShaniquaJohnsonRN. And I'm on Twitter at RN_S Johnson. I've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to seeing you all at the Women on the Rise Conference in October.
Welcome back, guys. I hope today's mindful moment brings you the peace and tranquility that you need in your life. Thank you, Shanika, for that wonderful mindful moment of today. Well, Leticia, thank you for coming back and sticking around with us. I know you have a lot of things going on and a lot of people and places and things to do. Before we let you go, we want to take this time to have our segment called In the News, where we talk about things that we're finding in the news that are relevant to your business. So today's in the news. All right. Today's in the news is according to TheBalance.com, and they are sharing with us 7 network marketing myths and truths. And so let's see what your thoughts are on them as we go through the 7 network marketing myths and truths according to TheBalance.com. Myth number 1, network marketing is an illegal pyramid. Truth or not, the truth is, in the illegal pyramid test, the shape of the organization does not determine legality. If it did, most businesses and organizations would be deemed, including the government, would be illegal because all have a pyramid structure. There's always someone at the top. There's always someone underneath, and you build upon teams, right? What are your thoughts on this? Myth number 1, that network marketing is an illegal pyramid scheme. I know you get that all the time. Well,
I do. I definitely do. And I just love it. But one of the major things, like what you said, every industry has that pyramid sort of dialogue. I mean, when you look at the job that many of you guys are probably at right now, you have a CEO or president at the top, then you have, you know, supervisors, directors at the bottom, and then all the way on the bottom is associates, employees. So for me, there's no way for you to really level up as fast as you would if you had your own actual, or you was a part of a direct sales network marketing company. I've had promoted myself within my own LLM way faster than I've ever did at any job. I don't care if I was made a, I don't care if I was making $1 million for my job a year or less than that. I was still at that same position, but within an MLM direct sales format is way different and more possibility for you to rise up depending on how much work you're willing to put into it.
Right. And basically, a real pyramid scheme or any scheme provides no product or no services. So pay attention, people. It's not a pyramid scheme here.
Absolutely.
Myth number 2, only the guy at the top makes money. I think in describing and talking about our highlight of the day, Gloria Mayfield Banks, earlier today, we can clearly say this argument is not true. All right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely not true.
Myth number 3, network marketing uses people. They say many people who complain about network marketing say they don't like the idea of using their friends and family to make money. However, network marketing doesn't reward people for using others. Success in network marketing comes from helping others reach their goals. So I found that there are a lot of people that I do know that are in network marketing that will use their friends and family. Those are not the driven entrepreneur. Those are the fly-by-night people who think they want to turn a dollar overnight. But when you are building your business, when you're truly building your MLM the way you're teaching people how to brand themselves and become the business, that's so not true. You're not using people, you're helping. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. My thoughts of is that when it comes to, you know, family members and friends, I mean, that's one of the things that I teach us differently. When I first had my MLM, they were like, make a list of 100 people, coworkers, family members, and friends. But I did it really different. And if you are trying to leverage social media and you're branding yourself and who you are and your message and the problem that you're trying to solve, you're going to find people organically that's outside of your cold market. You know what I mean? You're going to find a lot of people that are going to connect with you that you've never, ever met before. So I think with that, it's all about strategy. Your strategy can be to go to your aunt, go to your uncle, go to your mom. That could be your strategy, but my strategy is different. My strategy is to leverage social media and utilize things like bots and ads and sales funnels and email marketing to get tons of clusters of people and offer them value that's going to say, you know what, I need what she has to offer. So for me, it's all about how you want to scale your business, which lane you want to go into when it comes to marketing. Of course, it's easy for you to say, oh, let me go ask my mom. Let me go tell my mom I'm in Mary Kay, I'm in It Works. But you got to ask how fast you want to get a good turnaround and how fast you want to build loyal customers.
Right. Absolutely. Myth number four, eventually the program will get saturated. Well, according to thebalance.com, says the saturation is impossible because there isn't a finite number of people, and I'm assuming in the world. Yep. Every day, new people are born or turn 18, thereby adding new potential network marketers to the pool of prospects. That's a crazy myth. You can't, it's only as limited as what we just talked about in myth number three, that you're only going over to your friends and your family. But when you're using avenues that you teach your clients to use online, proper, you know, connecting with your constituents, that makes that a total myth.
I actually read that article, and like one of the things that I laugh about is that I live in New York City, so we have Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target everywhere.
Every other
literally
corner.
If you're walking in Manhattan, there's a Walmart on every single corner. Starbucks, like, come on, like, you want two Walmarts in Manhattan? And
they come to a block.
To a block, like literally to a block. So it's like, and in the summertime they open little kiosks in Times Square. So it's like, that's like full saturation. They're still a billion-dollar company, and like what you was just venturing off into explain. There's over a trillion people in this world, and like you said, there's no way to really map out how many people in this world. So there's more than enough territory for everybody. I mean, but if you're branding yourself effectively, if you're building systems and structures, you don't have to worry about the next consultant that's selling the same thing as you. You just worry about finding your audience that literally has your name written on their head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right. Number five. Myth number five. Network marketing doesn't work. Wrong. Mm. According to the Direct Selling Association, in 2015, the direct sales industry, of which network marketing is a part of, grossed $36.12 billion in retail sales in the United States.
That's right.
Hello. Can't get any more than that. We're selling products and services.
You know, and we have some of the best products. That's the amazing part. You know, there's a lot of times where you will go to a direct sale network marketing company, they're actually offering better quality, better service and all that stuff, because and most important is that people want to buy from people, not from corporations anymore. You see how a lot of these retail like Sears and JCPenney, many of them are starting to go out of business, right? A's merger with Walgreens. I mean, I can go on and on. But one of the major things is that it's definitely workable. I mean, you can build a lot of success. I just had one of my clients give her boss her 2 weeks notice just today. So
awesome.
Tamika Jones, I'm so proud of her, man. It is just like, she's only been my client since last year, July. And it just goes to show how quickly your business can be transformed when you believe in yourself and you don't believe the hype. I mean, in every industry, you could go on the internet and find something negative about it. You know what I mean? But it's all about your passion and your belief in the product that you offer and the transformation that you want to provide to people, you know? And that's what, that's what needs to matter. Yeah.
Myth number six, no one really gets rich in network marketing. Again, going back to our highlight of the day, you don't get 2 million in sell 24 million, or was it 24 million she sold in her time? You're getting rich. There is room for success. It's how hard you work, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, it's endless possibilities, but this is something that's going to shock a lot of people too. If you really do your research, people don't want to be rich. They want to be happy. And if they're making, you know, a little bit of money or a lot of money, it doesn't matter. You know, the network marketing industry has provided happiness to millions of people. My clients are happy with the product that they're offering because they're the product of the product. They're losing weight. I have a client that sell products that has cured them from diabetes and all this stuff. I mean, the facts are out there, you know, and it's more about anything. It provides a sense of your own level of happiness, whatever that might be. You know what I mean? Right. And that's something that's important. Like, my goal for doing this is not to be rich. My goal is to spend more time with my kids. I'm like a huge elephant in the room for some women that drop their kids off and pick them up at school because I'm home full time and a lot of women aren't. And for me, I always say that I'm extremely blessed for that because I always remember the times where I had to only spend an hour a day with them. So, you know, everybody thinks about the dollar, and that's okay. I mean, that's what makes the world go around, but really it's happiness. You know, you're doing this because you want to be more happy. You want to feel more happy. You want your children to be happy, your customers, everyone who's connected with you. So I think we got to really put a huge value on our happiness and not put such a price on that, but put really more of a value on it, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. So now here is number seven of the seven network marketing myths and truths, according to thebalance.com. And I think this is so hilarious, but it is network marketing is a cult. I find that to be funny.
I don't know what to say to that other than, you know, it's just so surprising how some people are a little bit uneducated about the industry as a whole. You have to first know what a cult is. And it's definitely not a cult. I've never felt that I was part of a cult. I mean, I felt that way when I was working.
I
had to pretend to be happy. I had to pretend to, you know, like you, even though I'm like, you're insane.
Exactly. There is a fanatical, when you are passionate about what you love and you are sharing facts and figures and information, people may take that as some type of, you know, fanatic about that business, but you're really just passionate about what you're doing, and that is not what a cult makes. So people, network marketing is not a cult. Leticia, I want to thank you so much. That's all the time we
thank
have
you.
To talk to you today. Thank you so much for being my guest. Thank you for sharing all your little nuggets with us. Can you tell our listeners where they can find and how they could work with you if they need coaching to start their business?
Awesome. But do you mind if I give them a gift?
Absolutely. Love a gift.
Yes. So it's like, I really appreciate each and every one of you who took in time out of your day to listen to this. I mean, I love this whole network that is being built, and you can find me anywhere on social media as a Success Domination Coach. I have a tribe called Women Success Domination Tribe, but I have an awesome book, literally a book that I'm going to mail to you. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, and it's called Guilt or Cheat, Passion is Priceless. It's by my amazing mentor coach, Rhonda Swan, who I'm soon to collaborate with on a book series that we're about to start. And you can grab this book. It's so amazing. It's international bestseller, Amazon bestseller, all the bestselling lists. If you go to bit.ly/moneybrands, that's with the S at the end, you can grab your copy of this book. And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to put it down till you finish. I actually read this 3-4 times, and it completely shows you how you can build a sexy brand so you could turn it into a profit-making machine. So that's
tell us again. Around the world to make. Tell us again the name of that book.
It's called Skills Are Cheap, and Passion is Priceless.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for this gift. Like I said, we love gift here at Woman Minds Talk, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. You guys, this has been an amazing show. I love you for listening. And you know what I always say until next time? Remember, when we empower each other, we all rise.
Yes.